Right. This morning, one of our outstanding seniors came over to me and told me that his brother listened to my Temin Alach Shir on singing Zmiros and Shabbos, so he decided to give me a book about music and song in Judaism. So, okay, so I was looking through it and I saw a fantastic footnote in this Sefer by Rabbi Elisha Sandler, I think it was a Rebbe in South Shore, in Misifta Teres Yaakov, about singing words of Torah, meaning all of Jewish music, essentially. All of Jewish music is they take psukim or mamari chazal and they make a niggin out of it and they sing it. And is that okay? So what would be the problem? I would think that's a great idea. Meaning when Rav David Weinberg was here and he was teaching his Talmidim with song and they were memorizing Mishnayos, and kids who weren't so into learning all of a sudden knew a full program of Mishnayos Baal Peh, right? We cheered him on. That was fantastic. And it is fantastic, right? So what would be the issue? What's the problem? So there's one little problem. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Tan Rabbanan, Hakori Pasuk Shel Shir Hashirim, Va'oso So Kamin Zemer. If a person reads a Pasuk of Shir Hashirim and makes it like a song, Va'akori Pasuk Beis HaMishta'os Belos Mano, or you say a Pasuk in a party house, in a bar, when it's not the right time, Mevi Ra'al Yolam, that brings evil on the world, Mipnei Shatorah Choger Sak, because the Torah wears sackcloth, Va'omedes Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stands in front of Hashem, Va'omeres Lefanav, and says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Asu'uni Banecha Kikino Sheminagin Baleitzim. Your children have made me like a flute that scorners and mockers and scoffers that people who are not serious people mess around with. I don't want to be a toy. I'm not a plaything, says the Torah. I'm life. I'm an Eitz Chaim. So why are they treating me, making me like a song? So that's what the Gemara says. Rashi and the Nemuka Yosef on the spot over there in Sanhedrin, Nemuka Yosef on Yutas and Beis, B'tapei Arif, say that this Gemara Dafka says the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim, that if you use the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim, Rashi and the Nemuka Yosef say, no, it doesn't mean Dafka Shir Hashirim, it means even Shir Hashirim. You might think if there's anything that you're allowed to make a song out of, it is the Song of Songs, right? If there's one thing you should be allowed to make a song out of, it would be Shir Hashirim. But even Shir Hashirim, you're not allowed to make a song out of. That's how they understand. But certainly any other pasuk you would not be allowed to make a song out of. In fact, the Mishnah Brura in Tav Kuf Samach, Sivkat and Yod Dalid, quotes from Likutei Maharil, Shelo Kedin Hu Shemesharin B'Mishnah Od Chaki Nisani V'Chi Aygavna L'Simchas Mereus Ki Oz HaTorah Chogera Sak V'Omeres Asuni B'Necha Kimin Zemer. He quotes this halacha that it's not correct that people take psukim and not lav dafka psukim Shir Shirim, but people take psukim and they start singing the psukim. So Rav Moshe was asked about this, obviously. Rav Moshe is going to have tshuvas on a topic like this. Right? Rav Moshe was asked in Yerodei Chelk Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Beis, what's the heter, or is this at all mutter? Rav Moshe not only thinks that it's aser, but he goes even a step further. Rav Moshe writes, V'afal divrei Torah shebal peh, nami mistaver shu kmo psukei Torah shebiksav, linyin iser zeh, dasuni kikinor, demayishna. Rav Moshe says, this isn't only an iser on psukim, even Mamari Chazal, Torah Shebal Peh, you're also not allowed to make a song out of. So Rav Moshe took it a step further, right? Made it even worse, that it went from just psukim to taking any Mamari Chazal, according to Rav Moshe. The Gemara has an expression. The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos that someone asked, the Gemara says over there, we paskin like Ploni. And the Gemara says, yeah, who argues on Ploni? So the Gemara says, who cares who argues? We paskin like Ploni. Does it matter if anyone argues on Ploni? So the Gemara has a lashon, Gemara is mere today. What, you want to turn the Gemara into just a song, that you just chirp a song out? No, it matters. Both opinions matter. Knowing who argues matters. It all matters. You can't just... But the expression the Gemara uses is, what, you want to make a song out of it? Meaning, we don't make a song out of it. You're not supposed to make a song out of it. So Rabbi Binyamin Zilber in Oz Nidberu, Chelik Ches, Simen Nun Ches, also says Mamari Chazal are included in this Isser, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is also quoted this way in Chikom Amtakim, volume 2, page 100. Now, Rav Moshe has two tshuvas about this issue, and Rav Moshe writes in Yerodei Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel that even though you're allowed to, he says that it could be that the Isser is only singing the song or recording the song. But once it's been recorded, so that's not your problem. What your favorite Jewish musicians do, that's their problem. And they could ask that shaila to their own rabbis. Once it's already recorded, you're allowed to listen to it. Nothing wrong with listening to it. The issur is only to sing it. One could argue, no, the point is that you're making, that the way you think of those words is a song rather than words of Torah. But Rav Moshe suggests maybe it's not so bad if you just listen to it. And in a different tshuva, he seems a little stricter about it. In Yardeich El Beis and Kuf Mem Beis, which is a tshuva written 6 years later, he's a little bit stricter, and he says that maybe you're not even allowed to play recorded psukim if you're just doing it for pleasure. So where we stand right now, we're in big trouble. All of the entire Jewish music industry, anybody, not just, you know, people, some people say, no, it's just the shiny shoe music that's bad, but the Shirei Regesh and that stuff, that's good. Everyone's in trouble now, where we stand right now, based on what we've said until this point. So what are the Heterim? The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph says that maybe if the singing, he writes like this, Hakori Pasuk Mishir Shirim, he quotes the Gemara, you make it like a Zemer, the Torah is Lovesh Asak, etc. Says the Yad Ramah, V'yesh Lefaresh, Tahani Mili Manda Kari Le Derech Schok, Aval Manda Mechavin Lushuv Chei Beila Kodosh Baruch Hu, Derech Nigen, Shapir Dami, Umilsa Tzricha Iyuna. He says, it could be that the whole issue is if you're doing it in a frivolous way. But if the purpose of your song is to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you're doing it derech nigin as a way of being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be that the words make sense, by the way. A lot of times the words don't fit the nigin. You know, think of the example of Chavrcha D'Chavr Yisle, right? Chavrcha D'Chavr Yisle is all about Lashon Hara. How the whole world speaks Lashon Hara. So we sing, you know, like upbeat. Yeah, everyone speaks Lashon Hara. No, that's not a good way to. It only works if the words actually make sense as a Shevach Tekvash Baruch, when you actually understand that you're being Meshevach Tekvash Baruch. If you don't understand what the words mean, then this Yad Ramah doesn't help you at all, because then you're just mamish using the words as a way to make a song, and you're not using the words as a Shevach Tekvash Baruch. The Maharil writes, Bebeis HaKnesses Beragala Mitzvah Lezamer. He says, you're supposed to sing the Pesuk at the Zimra and the Hallel and all that stuff is supposed to be sung in Shul, because that's all in the context of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the Mishbaru quotes Maril. Maril actually says even better. The Maril says, Bibatei Knesios, Berugolim B'Moadim, Mitzvah Lashir L'Nagin Shiros V'Teshbachos L'Kavod HaMelech Gadol V'Nora Yisbarach. That's how we're Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davka through song, we're Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it has to be with that intention in mind. So in Rav Nassim Gestetner, in his Tshuvas L'Horos Nassim, Chelik Dalid Simin Memhei, he writes, when the Maril says that it's Mutter Bebeis HaKnesses, he doesn't only mean Bebeis HaKnesses. He means any time there's an Asifa L'Kvot Shemayim, that people are doing this to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just for entertainment value. So probably most of these posts would say concert stam, just to enjoy the Psukim and Mamari Chazal being sung, may be a problem. But if it's not just a concert to enjoy the music, but it's about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's in some way inspiring in terms of your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it seems to be, at least based on that Yad Ramah, that Maril, that there is ample room to be mekel. And in fact, most poskim seem to say that way. Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Nazan Nidbru Chel Ches from Nassan Gestetner in Lahoris Nassan say singing psukim as praises to Hashem is definitely mutter. On the other hand, there is a shita in poskim that is against it also. We mentioned Rav Moshe, but also Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Orlet Tzion Chelik Beis Simin Yudalit Oslam and Hey says you never allowed to sing any words of Torah to any tune other than the trap. The trap, you're allowed to do it, but that won't make for a hit record. But you're only allowed to sing the music to the trap. In Tshuvas Lahoros Nasan, he goes on to say that when you're mezamer pesukim b'derech hisorus liyiras Hashem have a begeder kori pasuk b'zmanu shemevi tova liyolam. He says not only is it not mevi ra liyolam, that's a very good thing. It's mevi tova liyolam, and he says here's why. The whole lashon of the Gemara, asuuni banecha kikinor. Your children have made me like a kinor. What does that mean? Eina kavanasa lekinor atzmo, deina kinor alamachshu lahotzi menu kol na'im. The whole point of that is that when you play a musical instrument, you don't care about the instrument, you care about the sound that comes out of the instrument. Asuni banecha kikinor, says the Torah to Hashem, when they sing me, they don't care about me. They only care about the pleasant sound that comes out of me. But if you're singing because it helps you focus on the words themselves, not because it distracts you from the words, but it helps you focus on them, then you're not a su'uni kikino. The whole taina, says Rav Nassim Gestetner, is that a su'uni kikino, that they don't care about the Torah itself. They're only worried about what comes out of the Torah. In fact, the Stipler in Orchos Rabbeinu, Chelik Aleph, page Lamed Zayin, page 37, the Stipler writes, or they say b'shem the Stipler, the fact that we sing psukim, he says, is a great hisarus, and it helps people be makabel Yerushamayim. And he even is quoted as saying in the Haggadah of Kilus Yaakov, the Haggadah of Kilus Yaakov is quoted as saying that if someone doesn't learn Musar nowadays, at least he stands a chance for Yerushamayim if he sings a little bit. Stipler apparently believed that that could be very helpful. And when you sing a little bit, it'll help your Shemayim if you pay attention to what the words, and it may even replace your Musaf Seder on some level. In Sefer Chassidim in Os Reish Lamed Ches, he says someone has a young child and they want to sing to the young child to calm the child down. Let's say a baby. So he says Nigunim Shal Yisrael Shem LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says Lo Yiranim Lo. You should not sing psukim just to calm the child down. Because again, the point is, this is the question you always have to ask yourself: what is this music for? Is it to come close to Hashem, or is it to use it for the nice sound that it produces? If you're saying, now music is fine, music is a different issue, it's a different shir. We're not talking about the isser, if there's any isser of music on its own. Let's say, you listen to, who are the musicians that play only music? Yanni, Joe Satriani, you listen to any of the guys that play, classical music that's just music without words. So that's a separate issue. We're talking about using words of Torah in a way that's beneath the dignity of the words of Torah. So if you're using the words of Torah to sing a song because the tune will calm the child down, well then you're not really using the words of Torah properly. If it helps you so that you feel like you're not wasting your time, you feel like you're maximizing, not wasting time, you feel like you're maximizing your time by multitasking, by calming your child down, and also chazering your learning, by singing the learning, then great, then you're using the words of Torah properly because it's helping you in your learning. But that's always the question that you need to answer. Am I using the music stam for entertainment? The words of Torah stam for entertainment? That's no good. Am I using it to help me in my avodas Hashem, to help me in my yiras shemayim? Then that's okay, that's mutter, and that's encouraged, and according to the stipler, that could replace, not lechachil replace your Musaf Seder, but may have some of the same impact that a Musaf Seder could have. Okay.